Now the star of our program, the man with the carrot top and the cauliflower ear, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I suppose you're all worn out from exchanging your Christmas presents. How are you, O'Connor?
I'm fine, Red. That's quite a colorful shirt you're wearing tonight. Is it a Christmas present?
No, it's not a shirt. It's all the ties I got for Christmas. I'm wearing them at once. You know, Christmas is one time a year is when I wish I didn't have a nick at all. Hey, before I forget it, I want to thank you for the presents you gave me.
Oh, it was nothing.
I know, but I want to thank you for it.
Say, I want to thank you for your present, too.
Oh.
A little large, though.
Well, you can have it changed for a smaller size.
Oh, I didn't know you had any smaller pictures of yourself.
Well, yeah, I have. I thought you'd enjoy the billboard size.
Oh.
Makes a nice windbreaker for a wheat field.
Well, Red, Christmas is over.
Yeah, and this show will be too now if I don't get with it. But I got one thing for Christmas that will help me remember Christmas for the next 12 months.
What's that?
The bill from the store my wife shopped at. Yesterday, I called the bank and I says, "What's my balance?" And the seller says, "How much does this phone call cost you?" I says, "A dime." He says, "You can't afford it."
Hey, when are you going to take down your Christmas tree?
Oh, never. Trees are so expensive. I used the same one only a couple of weeks, you know. The last year, I just planted one in the front room.
Are you kidding? Tree won't grow inside the house?
Oh, yes, it will. I watered it faithfully every day. I put some Vigoro around it, too.
And it really grows?
I'll say. Only trouble, I'm having trouble now mowing the grass rug once a week. You know, it's a lot of fun to decorate a tree, though.
Well, you have to be artistic.
Oh, yes. Hey, you know how to get a good icicle effect
no,
when you're decorating
how do you
a tree?
Do that?
Well, you stand and get somebody to stand in front of the tree eating a plate of spaghetti, and you slap them on the back. The meatballs make awful nice ornaments, too.
Well, tell me, what did your family give you for Christmas?
Well, Georgie gave me a pair of shoes, and my little boy Richard gave me a pair of socks, and my little daughter Valentina gave me some shoestrings. My feet had a very Merry Christmas.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled The Day After Christmas. Chapter 1 is captioned Bad Business. And it concerns the woes of the Christmas tree salesman, Clem Kniddlehopper.
What was?
Somebody threw me a fish. Here I am, Clem the Christmas Tree Man. Boy, business sure is bad. Yesterday, Christmas Day, was doing pretty good. Today, business just fell off to nothing. Can't figure out why, either. I ain't got no competition today. All the other lots are closed. One guy got mad and burned all of his trees out. And I'm going to sweat it out. These trees, boy. I work like a beaver to get these trees. We're all enamel off my teeth. Christmas tree, get your nice, big, fat, juicy Christmas tree. Buy now and save. Deal with old honest Clem, the used Christmas tree dealer. Uh-oh, here comes a lady with a load of bundles. Here comes a bundle with a load on. I'll bet she don't see that strip of ice there on the sidewalk. Oh, lady to the left. To the step to the left, lady. Oh! For a second, I was afraid she was going to miss it, you know.
Help! Help me up!
Why, Daisy Jean.
Here, I'll help you out. Give me your nose.
You have a cold. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm supposing my face is blue.
Yep.
Aren't you cold?
I'm freezing. I got so many goose pimples they're riding piggyback. Say, where'd you get that fur coat?
You like it?
Yeah. What kind of fur is that? Ermine dyed gunny sack?
No, it's imported gopher skin.
Really? You mean you took that skin off of some poor little gopher on a day like this? Well, I can just see you picture that little fella running around in his shorts. Oh, well, I guess you needed it worse than he did.
Oh.
I'll ask you again, what kind of a coat is that? You say it's dyed mink. What kind of a coat is that?
It's dyed mink.
Sure died a horrible death, didn't it? It's pretty, though. It matches your mustache.
I believe it's getting colder.
Here, let's stand over by the bonfire here. Here, I'll light the fire.
Oh, that feels good.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Clem, did Santa bring you what you wanted?
No, I decided to give up asking for brains.
What did you find your stocking yesterday morning when you got up?
My foot. I keep with my stockings on, you see. Last night I got so warm I had to get up and take my socks off. And those pajamas, too. I always sleep in pajamas. They keep my underwear clean.
You get more stupid every year.
Oh, I do. Not well, you can't say I'm in a rut. That's one thing. No, I'm kidding about sleeping in my underwear. I have pajamas.
Huh?
Keep them under my pillow in case of fire.
Well, here. Have a gumdrop.
No, I don't mind if we do. Gumdrop is right. All I got left is gum.
What did you think of the present I gave you, Clem?
Say, that was a dandy sweater that you knitted me, but I don't have three arms. Well, why? You didn't take my measurements right.
Doesn't it fit?
Well, there's only a place for one head. You forget I'm a double decker.
Don't be silly. I appreciate the gift you gave me.
It's all right. Don't go off. It's all right. What did you say?
I appreciate the gift you gave me. But to save my soul, I can't figure out what it is.
Well, that makes us even. Neither could I. But it was such a bargain, I just couldn't afford to pass it up. I think it's a monogram fly swatter with a year's supply of flies. I'll give you another gift, though, DJ. Pick out any Christmas tree that you like, and it's yours.
How do you expect to sell any Christmas trees the day after Christmas?
Well, I never was one for details, you know. If you're so smart, I'll buy a tree right now. If you were real smart, you'd buy it while there's a reduction on them, you see. Now, remember, it's only 12 months off till Christmas. Hello. A car just pulled up. I got that off of an English movie on television. Hello. Good show. Christmas tree, mister. Now's the time to get one. Take it on your summer vacation with you.
Look, Bullethead, I bought a tree from you last week. By the time I got it home, all the needles fell off it.
Well, that sounds silly.
What do you mean it sounds silly?
Well, I glued them on good.
I came to get my money back.
Well, how about taking another tree in exchange?
How about me giving you a black eye?
Put me down.
Oh, mister, why waste those beautiful muscles on a moron like Clay?
Yeah, well, there's so few of us pedigreed morons left, you know.
Hey, you're a cute little dish.
Well, this ain't dish night. You really think so, though?
Now, keep out of this, flappy ears. I'm talking to the girl here. What's your name, honey?
Daisy June.
Well, let's not get sickening about it.
Daisy June, huh? Hey,
stop hiding your head in my pocket. I didn't know I had false teeth, but they came out during conversation.
Look, bird brain.
Bird brain?
I like Daisy June, and just because of her, I'll buy another tree and burn it here to keep her warm.
Oh, you're so continental.
Nervous or anxious? What kind of tree do you want, mister? How much do you want to pay?
Well, let's see. Something for 40 cents. Do you have anything at that price?
Well, yes, 40. Would you like to have it on easy terms?
Well, I'll just look around. Would you care to wait on me, beautiful?
Oh, charmed, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're the best looking girl I've seen in years.
What she is?
I'm talking to her, if you don't mind. I said she was the best looking girl I've seen in years.
Oh? How long you been at sea?
Oh, don't mind him, mister. He's jealous.
Oh, Daisy June, you're forgetting I'm your boyfriend.
You know, baby, if I thought you had a boyfriend, I'd punch his face in.
What did you say, Clem?
I don't speak to strangers.
Oh, say, here's a beautiful tree, mister.
How much, baby?
Only $10.
Kind of stiff, but I'll tell you what, I'll buy it if you'll go out with me and have lunch. How about
it? Okay. Yes.
He sure plays hard to get.
Hey, rabbit ears. Put this tree in my car.
Now, go ahead, Clem. Put the tree in his car before he changes his mind. And watch out, of crossing the street.
Okie dokie.
Careful, Clem. You might get hit by a car.
Don't worry. I'm crossing in a safety zone. All the cars stop for pedestrians. Everybody in this town knows that. No! Must have been a tourist. He didn't even say pardon me.